Not here. Get up. A little farther on. There's a shed over there. Come on. I had neither the will nor the strength to get up. Nevertheless, I obeyed. It was not a shed, but a brick factory with a caved-in roof, broken windows, walls filthy with soot. It was not easy to get in. Hundreds of prisoners were crowding at the door. We at last succeeded in getting inside. There, too, the snow was thick. I let myself sink down. It was only then that I really felt my weariness. The snow was like a carpet, very gentle, very warm. I fell asleep.
The journey is even worse than we imagined. Incredibly, the prisoners have managed to run 42 miles. This is much longer than a marathon, which most people can't do even when they are well-fed and in perfect health. On this trip, there is no food and water for the prisoners. It's freezing cold and snowing. Think about how hard it is to walk in the snow, much less run in it. Many of the prisoners are barefoot, and Ellie is running on his bloody, injured foot. And anyone who slows down will be shot or trampled to death. How do these men keep pushing themselves forward? Ellie says that he feels like two separate beings, himself, meaning his mind and spirit, and his body. In order to keep moving, he tries to ignore his body and focus his thoughts elsewhere, but the pain his body is in keeps bringing him back to reality. Now he's finally come to a place where he can rest, but sleeping in the cold and snow is dangerous. Let's keep reading. We're on the fourth paragraph on page 84, starting with, "I do not know how long I slept."
I do not know how long I slept, a few moments or an hour. When I woke up, a frozen hand was patting my cheeks. I forced myself to open my eyes. It was my father. How old he had grown since the night before. His body was completely twisted, shriveled up into itself. His eyes were petrified. His lips withered, decayed. Everything about him bore witness to extreme exhaustion. His voice was damp with tears and snow.
"Don't let yourself be overcome by sleep, Eliezer. It's dangerous to fall asleep in the snow. You might sleep for good. Come on. Come on, get up."
Get up? How could I? How could I get myself out of this fluffy bed? I could hear what my father said, but it seemed empty of meaning, as though he had told me to lift up the whole building in my arms. "Come on, son, come on." I got up, gritting my teeth. Supporting me with his arm, he led me outside. It was far from easy. It was as difficult to go out as to get in. Under our feet were men, crushed, trampled underfoot, dying. No one paid any attention. We were outside. The icy wind stung my face. I bit my lips continually to prevent them from freezing. Around me, everything was dancing a dance of death. It made my head reel. I was walking in a cemetery among stiffened corpses, logs of wood. Not a cry of distress, not a groan, nothing.